Karen Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food. Here we are. It's July 18th, 2012, and I'm very glad to be here today and to be back. I've actually missed several weeks here from It's All About Food, and I've missed you. So here we are for the next hour talking about my favorite subject, food, and all things related to food. Alright, so before we get started with today's program, I wanted to remind you to visit my nonprofit website, responsibleeatingandliving.com. responsibleeatingandliving.com. I know it's a mouthful, but it's a good, nutritious, delicious mouthful. So spell it all out and give us a visit. And my email is info@realmeals.org, and I love hearing from you, your comments, your questions, anything at all. I hope wherever you are that you're comfortable. I know it's been particularly sweltering in New York, and because of a number of turn of events, I've been in San Jose, California for the last few weeks, so I haven't been experiencing that heat wave, and I'm pretty grateful for that. All right, let's move on to my first guest, Jay Rosengarten. He's the president of Olasor, Inc. He's responsible for the marketing and distribution of the company's extra virgin olive oil in the United States and Canada. He's the founder and president of the Rosengarten Group, and he has over 35 years of hands-on management experience in the retail and food distribution industries. Welcome to It's All About Food, Jay.
Nice to talk to you today.
Hi, I know that you've got some traveling plans going on there, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today on It's All About Food.
Well, that's my pleasure.
Okay, so we're going to be talking a little bit about olive oil today, and I think a lot of people have, like wine, we have very romantic images about wine and about olives. I'm not exactly sure where that comes from, but I think some of it has to do with the beauty of just seeing olive trees growing.
I think that that's right, and I think for years the image of olives and wine grapes coming from the Mediterranean part of the world kind of fuels all of that romance about both products.
Right, so tell us about, I don't even know if it's pronounced, is it pronounced olive, olive?
Olive.
Olive.
Olive & Co., and our other brand is called Santiago. And, you know, the wine analogy is really a perfect way to describe the two of these olive oils. It's very interesting because our product, by the way, our farm is in Chile. And so we will be actually one of the largest estate growers and producers of olive oil in the world from Chile. And when I mentioned that to lots of people, their initial reaction is, I didn't know they grew olives in Chile, but I like Chilean wine. And the truth of the matter is we have very similar climates in Chile to the Mediterranean. Mm. So it was a very natural place to expand into the olive business. And the founder of our company, who is just a wonderful, wonderful individual, dedicated to the environment as well as his businesses, about 10 years ago, was traveling through Spain and Italy and looking at the way they produced olives and grew olives and produced olive oil, and frankly said, I think we can do that better in Chile. And he was correct. I mean, he brought a group of experts from all over the world together. At that point, not olive oil experts, but primarily agri-experts, climate, soil, irrigation, and the largest olive tree nursery in Spain, and ask them three simple questions. Can I grow olive trees in Chile? Can I grow olive trees that will produce a very, very high-quality olive oil? And can I do it productively? And the answer to all three was yes, and with that we went out and we bought our first farm. And that farm today has been producing olive oil since about 2008, and our olive oils have won over those short period of time probably 20 international gold medals from Italy to California as being classified best olive oil in their class. And, you know, it's a long way of saying we produce a very, very good excellent olive oil. We're recognized now around the world for that. But we sell it at a very fair price. We want people to enjoy it and consume it. And the truth is most of the olive oil that we purchase in the U.S. doesn't come from a single source. There's this notion for many years that if it's Italian, it must be great. But I just challenge people to take a look at the most popular brands and look at the back of the bottle and see where they're from, and you'll find that none of them come from Italy. In fact,
right.
They come from multiple countries. And the reason for that simply is that they consume more olive oil in Italy than they produce. So I always ask myself, where does all this Italian olive oil come from if they're consuming more in Italy than they produce? But having said all of that, our olive oil comes from our farm, so we can actually trace the oil in our bottle back to the tree. So it's not only back to the country, but we can trace it to the farm and we can trace it to the tree.
I think that's so important, especially today in this crazy global market that we're in. There are so many food products where you really can't get back to the source, and that has so many, can have so many repercussions related to
exactly.
that.
So
I wanted to mention that I lived in the south of France in the early 90s for about 4 years, and I just couldn't get over the flavors in the olive oils that were available there, and most of them were from Italy and Spain. And then I came back to the United States, and it was so hard to find an equivalent good-tasting olive oil. You know, I've found a few, and certainly Italy and Spain are usually the places that I go to, but I have tasted your Olive product, and it is really delicious. And like wine, like you said, there are, in a good olive oil, there's a lot of depth. There's that fruitiness that I'm always looking for.
Correct.
And
various degrees of what I call pepperiness. You know, it's fresh, it's grassy. And it's interesting because I think the analogy to wine and flavor and olive oil is the same. If, you know, I mention to people all the time, I said, you know, if we're talking about wine flavors, if I were to say to you Cabernet Sauvignon or Pinot Grigio or Merlot, very specific flavor images pop into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true because, frankly, the California wine folks, when they became on the world scene, needed to differentiate themselves from the European producers. So what they did is they started to name their wines after grape varieties. So all of those are grape varieties, and we know that today, pretty commonplace. But if I were to say to people Abbasino or Abbasano or Frantoio or Lacino, most people will look at you with a blank face, and those are varieties of olives.
Mm.
And like wine, each olive variety has a different flavor characteristic.
Right. So what are we getting in the Olive? What variety is
that? Well, Olive, it's a blend of Abbacina and Abbasano, which are the two traditional Spanish varieties.
Mm.
So I tell people that's a very typical oil that you find in Spain, but more importantly, it's an oil that's really meant to be used every day. It's a wonderful, fresh, clean oil, wonderful to cook with. It's wonderful to make a complex salad dressing or marinade where you're not really looking for necessarily an overpowering flavor of olive oil, but you're looking for it as an ingredient and something that's just going to enhance your dish. Our Santiago brand, on the other hand, uses the varieties of Frantoia and Lacino, which are the traditional olives found in Tuscany. So it's a much bigger oil. It's got a lot more pepper on the finish.
Mm.
And the pepper actually comes from the fruit. In the olive oil world, they call it bitterness, and I've always been reluctant to use that word because it, to me, conjures up bad flavor, but in fact, it's the pepperiness in the olives that you're tasting. Now, that oil is very typically used not to cook with, but it's used to finish with. So if you were preparing, you know, one of my favorite summertime meal dishes is fresh tomatoes and mozzarella.
Mm.
And if I took the Santiago and drizzled it over the top, you get such a wonderful flavor of the olive oil.
Right.
It complements the tomatoes and the mozzarella. It's just fantastic. And it's the same thing. You can use it with meat or fish. I use it in soup very frequently. But chefs tend to use that oil at the end when they're looking to create a dish that actually has the olive oil in it that becomes part of the flavor of the dish.
Do you have any recommendations about storing olive oil? Because I keep mine in the refrigerator because I don't like it to go bad.
Right. I don't think you need to do that, but I think you need to keep it at a in a room temperature dark space. I mean, in a cupboard, or in a you know, I keep mine on a in a canister. It's actually a stainless steel canister, right at the stove. But as long as light is the enemy, it's not temperature.
Okay.
Extreme temperatures are more the enemy than anything else, but light is really the enemy. And so you want to keep, that's why you see the better premium olive oils are all sold typically in a dark glass bottle, either a green or an amber or something like that.
Okay, I know I just have a few more minutes with you, but I just wanted to ask, what about the production of this olive oil? You know, we're all concerned about sustainability and the community
right.
and the people that are growing it. What is Olisur doing with that?
Well, we're very dedicated to our land, and our production process is probably one of the most modern in the world. We grow the olives, we harvest the fruit, we press it into oil, and we store it all on our farm. Our factory is on our farm. So from the time we press the fruit, from the time we harvest the fruit to the time it gets transformed into oil, it's about 2 hours. And the result of that is that the acidity of our olive oil never exceeds 0.2%. And to be classified extra virgin olive oil in Europe, the acidity can be as high as 0.8%.
Mm.
And the difference in the acidity is telling, because an olive is a fruit. It's no different than a peach, a pear, a plum, a nectarine, a strawberry. The moment you pick it, you know, the question is, what happens to it? You know, very simply, it starts to decay.
Right.
The longer it hangs around, the more acidic it gets. So the higher the acid level, the more defects in the olive oil, the more impurities in the olive oil. So the fact that we produce and we can guarantee, and we actually put it on all of our brands on the bottle, that it never exceeds 0.2% is something that's unheard of in the commercial olive oil business.
Well,
so
it's all in the taste, and you can definitely taste it's a very delicious olive oil.
Yeah, and it's fresh. And we, you know, we sell our olive oil out every year, so we guarantee that there's never stale olive oil in the market. The other thing that you mentioned was sustainability. We only produce extra virgin olive oil because we're committed to the land, as I said. So we take skin and pulp from the olives after we've finished the pressing, and that's composted and used as organic fertilizer in the for the trees for the following year.
Very good.
We take the pits and we grind them and we use them as fuel for the generators that give the plant the electricity that we use. It's really a quite remarkable operation.
And where can we find it here in the United States?
Well, we're in 8,000 stores all over the U.S. We're in the Northeast. We're in ShopRite and Stop and Shop and Giant. We're in A&P, we're in Christie's in New York, we're in Price Chopper, we're in Big Y, just doing this from the Food Emporium in the Northeast. In the South, we're in Winn-Dixie and Harris Teeter. We're in all of the Kroger divisions, so it'll be all of the Kroger stores on the East Coast. We're in Ralph's and on the West Coast. We're in Smith's. We're in Fry's in Arizona.
Okay, you know your store. It's just about everybody.
Right. And we're in Loblaw in Canada, and the list goes on, and it's growing literally every week.
Can we come to Chile and visit, get a tasting?
Absolutely. It would be our pleasure. By the way, the time of the year to come to Chile is May.
Is May.
Because remember, Because remember, we're in the Southern Hemisphere, so
right.
Our seasons are the opposite.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining me, and it's all about food.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it very much.
Okay, have a safe flight.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Jay Rosengarten of Olisur Inc. and the Olive olive oil product. We will be taking a quick break and be back with Daryl Lovitz.